Hello and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for Spring 2022 and is presented to you by readers Sharon, Tracy and Tessa and sound engineer Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. The Council is focused on improving the quality of life of everyone living and working in the borough, both now and in the future. The stories in this issue are themed around the key areas where we are making a positive difference to people's lives. Topics include the following: Green Borough, maintaining and creating an attractive and sustainable environment that residents value and which can allow residents, businesses and nature to thrive. Housing and development, creating homes and communities to meet residents' needs. To help support a buoyant housing market, it is essential that there is a sufficient supply of suitable, high-quality homes that can meet the diverse needs of residents. Building new homes and communities provides opportunities for people looking for affordable rent or a new home to meet their changing needs. Economy. Securing sustainable economic growth, high and stable employment, and a shared prosperity for residents. It is about ensuring every one of us has a good standard of living in strong, safe, sustainable communities. Health and well-being. Improving health and well-being and enabling, supporting and creating sustainable communities. We want all our residents and people working in the borough to live long, healthy and happy lives.
Greener Borough. Cutting our vehicle emissions by up to 90%. Council-owned diesel engines now running on low carbon fuel. We've switched all our diesel lorries, vans and cars over to hydro-treated vegetable oil fuel, HVO, as we transition to net zero carbon emissions. The council's entire fleet of bin lorries, the vans operated by our street scene team, and even some mowers and other small vehicles are now running on the fuel. The move is estimated to lower our vehicle carbon emissions by 90%, while also cutting air pollution. HVO is seen as a transitional fuel while we switch our vehicles to electric and other zero-carbon equivalents by 2030. We've already invested in several electric vans and have three new electric bin lorries on order. HVO is a biofuel that works in diesel engines. It's considered to be a more sustainable alternative to fossil fuels and is created by processing waste vegetable oils and fats. As well as being low carbon, the fuel produces up to 25% fewer nitrogen oxide emissions and up to 42% less particulate matter, meaning a reduction in harmful air pollution. Cabinet Lead for the Environment, Councillor Rupert Curl, said, "Switching our vehicles over to HVO fuel will mean we are lowering air pollution and producing less carbon, while we upgrade the vehicles themselves to more sustainable equivalents over the next 8 years. Which shows we are committed to cutting our own emissions to net zero by 2025 and moving towards a net zero borough by 2030. New HVO fuel tanks have been installed at our depot in Hedge End and will be topped up by vehicles which also run on HVO. Investing in Flexford Nature Reserve. The council is investing £75,000 on footpath improvements to the popular Flexford Nature Reserve in Chandler's Ford. Working in partnership with the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Wildlife Trust, the works will reinstate and improve footpath surfaces to ensure the site is safe and accessible for local people to enjoy. We will also be providing new information panels and improved signage with information about the site, including the animals and plants that can be found there. It will increase biodiversity of the area and save hundreds of trees with exposed roots, protect and improve riverbanks, and will ultimately lead to a more sustainable green area. Chair of Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury Local Area Committee, Councillor James Duguid, said, "Flexford is not just a nature reserve. It's a place local people go to enjoy the natural environment, walk their dogs, and improve their well-being, the improvements will provide increased access to a valued local green space and provide a more attractive environment.
Council approves robust policy on tree protection. We have approved a new Trees and Development Supplementary Planning Document, SPD, which will protect existing trees and promote the planting of new ones on new developments. This policy ensures that trees are fully considered by developers as part of the planning process and that there is a net gain of trees on development sites. We view existing trees as important assets to a new development, and careful consideration must be given to incorporating them in the design of any development and protecting them during construction. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "This policy reinforces our commitment to improving biodiversity by protecting existing trees and planting new trees on future developments in the borough. The SPD provides a clear system for developers to follow that we can introduce quickly and enforce." He added, "New trees play an important role in the landscape design of new developments from open spaces, on roadsides and streets, within car parking areas and in gardens. The draft policy sits well alongside the Council's own commitment to plant 160,000 additional trees by 2030.
Residents plant new trees. First Plant Eastleigh Days are a hit. Hundreds of residents got together to plant 170 new trees in Itchen Valley Country Park. They had sponsored a tree through Plant Eastleigh, the Council's new tree sponsorship initiative. Residents planted small single stem trees over the course of two planting days at the end of January and the beginning of February. The trees will grow to add to the beautiful woodland at Itchen Valley Country Park, which is enjoyed by local families and native wildlife alike. The trees were grown at the Council's own tree nursery in Horton Heath. Cabinet Lead for the Environment, Councillor Rupert Carl, said, "It's wonderful to see so many local families who are passionate about making the borough a leafier place to live. We have the goal of 160,000 more trees in the borough by 2030, and planting days like these show that people really want to be part of this green legacy. For details of future planting days in the borough, keep an eye on the Plant Eastleigh website. For more information, visit website planteastleigh.co.uk.
Latest improvements completed at Hiltonbury Lakes. The latest improvement works at Hiltonbury Lakes in Chandler's Ford have now been completed and are ready for visitors to enjoy. The contractors, Scott White and Hookins Limited and B&M McHugh Limited, have been working together to transform the popular beauty spot back to its former glory with some essential maintenance work to footpaths, bridges and waterways. All the work has been approved by the Environment Agency and the contractors have been working hard to install fencing and bridges as quickly as possible to avoid disruption to people visiting the area. Fences have been replaced around the lower ponds and the large bridge by the lake has been reconstructed. This summer, further drainage and surfacing work will be carried out to footpaths around the lower ponds, particularly the western side where the paths are muddy. Chair of Chandler's Ford and Hiltonbury Local Area Committee, Councillor James Duguid, said, "We're really pleased with the latest work that's taken place at the site. The improvements to the new bridge and fences around the lakes have made a big difference in the overall look of the area, and we hope it will attract more visitors. We are delighted with the improved access for all in our community. We are now calling on the support of the community to assist with the next phase of the transformation work, which requires a dedicated team of countryside volunteers to take part in habitat restoration tasks on site. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/Hiltonbury Lakes. Become a countryside volunteer. If you love wildlife and being outdoors, then being an Eastleigh countryside volunteer could be for you. It's a lovely way to make new friends, learn new skills, and it's great fun. To apply, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/become a volunteer.
Save time and money with our popular garden waste curbside collection. Over 23,000 households benefit from the convenience of having their garden waste collected every fortnight from their curbside. Whether you have a small amount of garden waste or lots of grass cuttings, shrub prunings and weeds, the collection will save you time and make it easier for you to help the environment. The cost of a bin is only £41 for the year. That's under £1.65 per collection. The benefits include it saves you time and is more convenient. There are no more mess or creepy crawlies in your vehicle. It's collected fortnightly from your curbside. No more booking or queuing at your local tip. Wheeled bin is easy to manoeuvre around your garden. This year's scheme starts on the 1st of April, so sign up now and let us dispose of your garden waste. To find out how you can join our garden waste service, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/garden waste or call 023 8068 8440.
Housing and development. Lawn Road play area reopens. We are pleased to announce that the major refurbishment of the Lawn Road play park is now complete and the play area is open for families to enjoy once again. Some of the temporary security fencing may remain for a while, but enough has been removed to allow complete access to the whole park. There are a few minor tasks that will need completing in the coming months, which are dependent on the time of year and weather, such as seeding the bare earth areas. The grass will take a while to grow, but this work can be finished without further closures to the playground. Chair of Eastleigh Local Area Committee, Councillor Alex Bourne, said, "We are so happy to be able to reopen Lawn Road play area to local families again. This project has had its challenges, but we hope that the park will now be a safe and fun place for children living nearby to enjoy."
New developments on brownfield sites. A new development of 105 new homes will be built on a derelict brownfield site in central Eastleigh. The two-acre former Dewson site, located off Toynbee Road, will include associated parking, public open space and landscaping once the existing buildings, alongside the Romsey to Eastleigh railway line, have been demolished. The proposals provide 58 one- and two-bedroom apartments and 47 two-, three- and four-bedroom houses. There will be 35% affordable housing on the scheme, providing 37 homes in the form of social rented housing and shared ownership. There will also be a new Hendy car showroom constructed as part of the second phase of the redevelopment of the old civic offices site on Lee Road. It includes the construction of a car dealership comprising two showroom buildings and a car display courtyard on the site frontage. It also includes proposals for a workshop, rear service yard, two-deck car parking, landscaping and access. Chair of Eastleigh Local Area Committee, Councillor Alex Bourne, said, "These are two exciting developments to bring these brownfield sites back into use that brings new homes and business investment into our borough. The Toynbee Road site is ideally located in an accessible and sustainable location, close to local shops and facilities in Eastleigh Town Centre, and it will provide housing that local people want, including affordable homes." He added, "The new Hendy car showroom supports an existing business and will provide economic benefits to the local area, together with additional jobs and opportunities for local people. The council will retain ownership of the site and the business premises will add to their property portfolio that provides a significant rental income." Hendy director John Hendy said, "We are excited to once again be working with the council to deliver this scheme, which will further reinforce our connection with the borough and create an interesting building and a significant number of jobs."
First-time buyers helped at 1 Horton Heath. First-time buyers on the 1 Horton Heath development will be helped onto the housing ladder as part of the government's first home scheme. The government announced that the council's 1 Horton Heath development is the first in the south of England and the single largest first home scheme in the country to date, as it will deliver 201 new homes. The scheme offers at least 30% off the market price to local first-time buyers and key workers, This percentage discount will remain on the properties, and preference for these homes can be given to first-time buyers, key workers, and those who meet local connection and armed forces criteria. This helps young people and families to buy homes and stay in the communities where they want to live and work. Council leader Councillor Keith House said, "It is fantastic news that the government has again supported our groundbreaking One Horton Heath development. It's really important that we are at the forefront of any housing initiatives and projects that benefit our residents. The discounted homes will be available to first-time buyers for almost a third off the market price, so this will really help them to get onto the housing ladder and stay in their local area."
Economy. Government funding has helped boost local businesses. Welcome Back Fund proves a great success. Last year, we were awarded government funding from the European Regional Development Fund, ERDF, known as the Welcome Back Fund. The aim of this funding was to support the safe reopening of our high streets following COVID restrictions. The Welcome Back Fund has helped businesses, high streets and retail centres across the borough through various schemes and projects. We celebrated some of our local businesses by sharing their stories through the Borough Gems campaign. It shone a spotlight on small and independent businesses across the borough who have been working hard to serve their customers during lockdowns and further restrictions. Over the festive season, our Christmas campaign reminded residents and visitors to shop safely and support the high street by visiting local shops and hospitality businesses. Village markets in Hedge End and Hamble were a great way to help local businesses promote their products and services at high-profile locations in the centre of both villages. Eastleigh Town Centre welcomed colourful graphics designed by local artist Amanda Moore. The concept was a journey across the borough with overlays of architectural details from different villages and town centres such as the Bandstand in Eastleigh. Residents from Borley Green benefited from a free Botley winter bus service to take them direct to Botley High Street every Tuesday for 8 weeks. People could hop on the bus and get dropped right in the heart of Botley without worrying about parking, and at no cost to them. For more information, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/your local high street. Breakfast briefing. For the first time since November 2019, Eastleigh businesses were able to attend one of the Council's popular breakfast briefings in February. Hamble Aerostructures kindly hosted the event, which covered export opportunities following the UK's exit from the European Union and the support available to Eastleigh businesses in reducing their carbon footprint. The Council's Climate Change Manager, Andy Brennan, shared the initial results of a recent carbon footprint survey, which will form the starting point from which business emissions can be measured in coming years. Richard Armstrong, Export Finance Manager at Berkshire, Surrey, Hampshire and Isle of Wight, UK Export Finance, and Anna Heron, Project Officer, My Journey Workplaces, were among the guest speakers offering advice and information to attendees. Sign up for our business news at eastleigh.gov.uk/business news.
Youth Employment Hub helps over 100 young people. The Central and West Hampshire Youth Employment Hub is a joined-up service designed to unlock the potential of young people aged 16 to 24. Through direct, individual, bespoke support and referrals to other services, it offers a holistic approach to help them achieve their employment goals. Since opening in November, there have been over 100 young people attending the hub and accessing the expertise of work coaches, employment support officers and a range of other service providers. Through ongoing help and access to an online platform that includes opportunities to link up with industry mentors, the hub can help young people build up skills and increase their chances of gaining employment. Many of the young people have gained volunteering and work experience roles, been assisted onto education and training courses, received health and well-being support, and have achieved employment. As this is a partnership between Eastleigh, Test Valley, New Forest and Winchester Councils and the Department for Work and Pensions, there are venues in Eastleigh, Romsey, Andover, Totten, Brockenhurst and Winchester. If you or anyone you know would be interested in attending the hub, please contact us on 07876 661525 or email youthemploymenthub@eastleigh.gov.uk to book an appointment. Spend your gift card at Steamtown Brew Company. Among the businesses already accepting the borough gift card are pubs and restaurants in the borough, including the popular Steamtown Brew Company. Treat your friends to a meal and drinks at the friendly pub with its own tap room and tasty burger bar. The cards can be purchased for friends and family and loaded with any amount from £10 upwards. The growing list of retail and leisure venues where the card can be redeemed has some brilliant places to eat, drink and be pampered. The gift card is a great way to help boost our local economy, and many of our incredible borough gems also feature on the list of venues to accept the gift card. For more information, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/borough gift card.
Sorting office studios moved to new home. In January, Eastleigh Town Centre's creative hub, the Sorting Office Studios, moved from its original location in Wells Road to 14 Station Hill, Eastleigh. The new studio building, which was previously owned and occupied by Itchen Stationers Limited, is easily identifiable by its eye-catching blue paintwork and paper plane motif on the facade. Several of the resident artists had already showcased their new home in the summer of 2021 when they used it as their base for the Hampshire Open Studios event. With this colourful makeover of a familiar building in a prominent location, Eastleigh is underlining its determination to remain at the centre of Hampshire's designer-maker collective. Find out more on facebook.com/sortingofficestudios. Free ports as national hubs for local trade. The regional Solent Freeport will include a site alongside Southampton Airport. Freeports are a government programme that will play an important role in the borough and the rest of the UK's post-COVID economic recovery. They are areas designated by the government that will benefit from incentives to encourage economic activity. The idea is to establish freeports as national hubs for local trade and investment across the country and promote regeneration and job creations. It is hoped that the Solent Freeport will unlock billions of pounds worth of investment, create tens of thousands of new jobs, and level up some of our forgotten coastal communities.
What's on? Mother's Day Afternoon Tea, Sunday 27th March, 1:30 p.m. at The Point, Eastleigh. Fiskit Theatre and Sophie Ross present Wonder Gigs, Tuesday 29th March, 10:30 a.m. at The Point, Eastleigh. James Cousins Company, The Next Generation, Wednesday 30th of March, 7:30 p.m. at The Point, Eastleigh. Ori Styler, Green Tour, Thursday 31st of March, 8 p.m. at the Bury Theatre, Hedge End. Omid Djalali, The Good Times Tour, Friday 1st of April, 8 p.m. at The Point, Eastleigh. New Old Friends presents Crimes, Camera, Action, Saturday 2nd of April, 7:30 p.m. at the Bury Theatre, Hedge End. Morgan and West presents Unbelievable Science, Saturday 2nd of April, 2 p.m. at The Point, Eastleigh. Caffeine Club, Tuesday 5th of April, 10:30 a.m. at The Point, Eastleigh. Board Game Cafe, Tuesday 5th of April, 6 p.m. at The Point, Eastleigh. Matt Ford, Clowns to the Left of Me, Jokers to the Right, Friday 8th of April, 8 p.m. The Bury Theatre, Hedge End. Easter Trow, Saturday 9th of April to Sunday 24th of April, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Itchen Valley Country Park. Southampton Musical Society, The Addams Family Musical, Wednesday 6th to Saturday 9th of April, 7:30 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. Saturday matinee at The Point, Eastleigh. Arty Party, Tuesday 12th of April, 10:30 a.m. at The Point, Eastleigh.
The Highland Joker presents The Bubble Show, Wednesday the 13th of April at 2 p.m. at the Bury Theatre, Hedge End. Story Walk, Tour with a Difference, on Wednesday the 13th of April, 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at Itchen Valley Country Park. Sue Merritt School of Dance, A Million Dreams, Thursday the 14th to Saturday the 16th of April at 6 p.m. and 1 p.m. for the Thursday and Saturday matinees, and that's at The Point, Eastleigh. Caffeine Club, Tuesday the 19th of April at 10:30 a.m, The Point, Eastleigh. Anything Funny, Tuesday the 19th of April at 8 p.m, The Point, Eastleigh. Inclusive Cinema, Beauty and the Beast 2017, Tuesday the 19th of April at 10:30 a.m, The Point, Eastleigh. NT Live, Henry V, Thursday the 21st of April at 7 p.m. at The Point, Eastleigh. Earth Day, Clay Leaf Plaques, Friday 22nd of April, 10:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. at Itchen Valley Country Park. Comedy Network, Friday the 22nd of April at 8 p.m. The Point, Eastleigh. Story Tribe, Saturday the 23rd of April, 11:30 a.m, The Point, Eastleigh. Nick Cope Live Show, Saturday the 23rd of April at 2 p.m, The Berry Theatre, Hedge End. Point Youth Dance and Theatre Companies present The Show That Never Starts on Sunday the 24th of April, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m, The Point, Eastleigh. Phil Skitt Theatre and Sophie Ross present Wonder Gigs, Tuesday the 26th of April at 10:30 a.m, The Point, Eastleigh.
Lou Sanders, Friday the 29th of April at 8 p.m. at the Berry Theatre, Hedge End. The Ronnie Scott's Story, Saturday the 30th of April at 7:30 p.m. at The Point, Eastleigh. Spring Herbal Walk and Talk, Saturday the 30th of April at 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Itchen Valley Country Park. Dawn Chorus Walk, Sunday the 1st of May at 4:30 a.m. Itchen Valley Country Park. Piggery Jokery, Monday the 2nd of May, 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Itchen Valley Country Park. Bat Detectives, Friday the 6th of May at 8 p.m. at Lakeside Country Park. Mental Health Awareness Week, Monday the 9th to Sunday the 15th of May, at various times at Itchen Valley Country Park. Bat Detectives, Saturday the 14th of May at 8 p.m. at Itchen Valley Country Park. Queen's Platinum Jubilee Community Showcase, Saturday the 4th of June at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Lee Road Recreation Ground. For the What's On contact information, The Point, Eastleigh, Lee Road, Eastleigh, SO50 9DE. For further information and to book tickets, please visit thepointeastleigh.co.uk or phone the box office on 02380652333. The Berry Theatre, Wilden Lane, Hedge End, Southampton, SO30 4EJ. For further information and to book tickets here, visit theberrytheatre.co.uk or phone the box office on 02380652333. And the Itchen Valley Country Park, Allington Lane, West End, Southampton, SO30 3HQ. And to book a visit, contact eastleigh.gov.uk/IVCP or call 02380683790.
Health and Wellbeing. Calling all new mums. This Girl Can Eastleigh Spring Wave coming soon. New mums and mums-to-be can join the This Girl Can Eastleigh tribe this spring. The Active Mums Start With You movement brings together This Girl Can, This Mum Moves and the Active Pregnancy Foundation in a national effort to improve education for new mums and mums-to-be and health professionals around what is and isn't safe to do during and especially after pregnancy and the benefits of being active. We're inviting new mums with children under the age of two and mums-to-be to break down barriers and improve their well-being by attending a range of activities and explore what works for them. Free Live Mind Over Matter online workshop, 5th of April, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m, introducing women to mindset techniques to help overcome barriers to become more active. We trained new staff with postnatal skills to host the following three pay-as-you-go activities, £3.30 per session, over 6 weeks, starting the week commencing 25th of April. Buggy Workout, Abbey Hall, Netley, Mondays 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Postnatal Fitness Pilates at YMCA Eastleigh, Fridays 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Mum and Baby Legs Bums and Tums, Old Schoolhouse, Hedge End, Thursdays 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Mum and Baby Aerial Hoop, £5 per session, will also be hosted by one of our This Girl Can Eastleigh tribe members at Dynamic Strength Studio in Eastleigh, Fridays 11:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. Cabinet Lead for Health, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "As a council, we are committed to supporting health and well-being at all life stages. We encourage all new and soon-to-be mums to take this opportunity to explore new ways to keep themselves and baby happy and healthy." To find out more, website eastleigh.gov.uk/thisgirlcan, hashtag thisgirlcaneastleigh, at sporthealthebc.
Financial support for struggling households. With rising energy bills, price inflation and increased national insurance contributions, many more residents will be feeling the squeeze on their household budgets. You can find out about council tax support, housing benefit and universal credit on our website. There, you can also find out about other forms of support, including help for specific groups such as the elderly or people with a disability, and discounts for council services. If you are struggling between buying food and paying bills, please talk to an organisation already supporting you, such as a charity, school, children's centre, or through Citizens Advice. They can authorise a referral for you to access your local food bank. There are three food banks in the borough: Eastleigh, Hedge End and Netley. The government has announced that all domestic energy customers will be given £200 off their energy bills from October in the form of a loan, and households with council tax bands A to D will receive a £150 council tax rebate from April that will not need to be repaid. If you are worried about rising heating bills, you can get advice on paying your utility bills and keeping your home warm by calling 0800 804 8601 or emailing staywarm@environmentcentre.com. Citizens Advice are also available to assist with navigating hardships and what support is relevant to your circumstances. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/money-worries for details, or call 0808 278 7862. Are you in receipt of housing benefit or the housing element of universal credit? Do you also have a shortfall between your rent and the assistance you receive? You can apply for additional help from the Discretionary Housing Payment, DHP, fund. Apply through website eastleigh.gov.uk/DHP or call 023 8068 8000. Any DHP award made is at the discretion of the council and is made in accordance with the council's DHP policy.
Your council. Celebrating the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. The borough is getting ready to celebrate the 70-year reign of Her Majesty the Queen. The Queen's Platinum Jubilee Community Showcase on Saturday the 4th of June will bring together local organisations and residents to mark the historic occasion. A day of music and colour. We are working in partnership with One Community to bring a day of colour and music to Eastleigh Town Centre. The Community Showcase on Lee Road Recreation Ground will feature community group and charity information stands where you can find out what services and support is available to you or how you can get involved. There will be bunting making to decorate the bandstand and a day-long concert by community choirs on the bandstand, culminating in a last night of the proms. Thinking of holding your own street party? We have put together some useful information at eastleigh.gov.uk/jubilee. Help making bunting for the bandstand. You can register your interest in making or decorating a section of celebratory bunting, either individually or as part of a group, and be part of the chain of bunting making coming together for this bright and joyful community project. After registering, you'll receive some basic instructions and some inspiration to get you started. Donations are needed. If you have large sheets or duvet covers, plain, not patterned, that you no longer need, we would be delighted to receive them. They can be upcycled into some lovely decorations for the Jubilee event. To get involved, stands at the community showcase, contact VSS at onecommunity.org.uk, the one being a number. Bunting making or donations, then contact Gina.Thorley at eastleigh.gov.uk. Free bunting making workshop on Tuesday the 31st of May, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Itchen Valley Country Park.
Three new citizens of honour. The council has recognised the excellent community work of three local people by awarding them citizen of honour status. The Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Cynthia Garton, hosted the recent ceremony and awarded the recipients with a badge and certificate in recognition of their exceptional service to their local community. Melanie Phillips, for encouraging recycling and raising money for Kicks Count. Pat Statham, for services to the community. Stan Newell, for services to the community and the Netley and Hamble branch of the Royal British Legion. To find out more about the recipients, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/citizen-on-honour. Borough and Parish Council Elections 2022. Borough residents will go to the polls on Thursday 5th of May to have their say on who represents them in the Borough and Parish Council Elections. Plans are being put in place to help everyone stay COVID safe while casting their vote. There are a number of ways to vote. By post. If you would like to vote by post, please apply now to ensure the postal vote can be issued as quickly as possible. It's easy to apply and you must be registered to vote. Or at a polling station. Safety methods will be in line with the government guidance. Measures such as hand sanitizer and face coverings, unless exempt, may be in place. For more information, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/information for voters.
One Horton Heath latest update. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, introduces One Horton Heath. One Horton Heath is a major mixed-use development in the heart of our borough, to the west of the present Horton Heath village, and is the largest council-led project in the south of England. The master plan for the 310-acre site, which will be developed over a 10-year period, includes 2,500 new homes, of which 35% will be affordable, a new local centre, 3 form primary school, 7 acres of employment and 7 acres of mixed-use retail. Around 40% of the area, or 125 acres, will not be built on and will include formal open space, play provision, ponds and woodland. The development will also help to secure gaps between existing villages. One Horton Heath is different from other developments. It will be the most sustainable major housing development in the UK, and it's being designed and built in our borough by your council. From our commitment to reducing our impact on the environment, the early delivery of infrastructure, creating new standards on renewable energy, and improving biodiversity, this is a unique opportunity for green living by creating something special in the heart of our borough. Underpinning this project is our pursuit of putting public good over profit to build green homes to meet community needs and not profit margins, and to ensure we work with local residents to help shape the community. Be assured we will prioritise community benefits such as cycleways and walking routes and community and open spaces, seek innovative ways to build quality homes quickly, work to the highest sustainability standards. We are working with residents to put community benefits first and protect natural habitats. Sustainability and innovation are at the heart of our ambitions for One Horton Heath. We are committed to delivering a truly environmentally sustainable development with less reliance on fossil fuels. We want to provide a mixed-use scheme that will create a community which supports green and energy-efficient lifestyles for all.
Green living at One Horton Heath. The most sustainable major housing development in the country. How are we making One Horton Heath a green place to live? There are no fossil fuels to be used. None of the homes and businesses on the new development will use energy from any fossil fuels. Homes will be ultra energy efficient and fitted with low carbon heating such as electric boilers or heat pumps. Renewable energy. The One Horton Heath OHH Master Plan aims to ensure opportunities to maximise use of renewable sources of energy. One of these sources will be the use of space heating and hot water that will be supplied using individual or grouped ground source heat pumps. Heat pumps use electricity to generate heat from the ground, which is extremely efficient in keeping energy costs low. Solar panels and charging points. All homes and commercial buildings will generate renewable electricity using photovoltaic panels, and there will also be a full network of vehicle electric charging points at homes and even visitor parking spaces across the site. This not only continues to reduce carbon, but will also form part of a private network of renewable electricity generating assets owned by the council and will contribute to meeting its decarbonisation and climate change commitments. Solar Park. The council purchased the nearby solar park at Horton Heath. This not only safeguarded the future of the solar park as a key part of the One Horton Heath scheme, but also reinforces our commitment to seek opportunities to expand the council's renewable energy generating systems. This will provide energy for the local businesses on the OHH development. The solar park produces around 6 million kilowatt hours of power per year. It will be run by the council, and the electricity generated will be sold to the national grid and to commercial units on the OHH development. High-capacity broadband, encouraging home working. The provision of high-capacity electrical and broadband services installed in all the homes will also help these residents who will be working from home in the future, helping to provide a reliable alternative to commuting to their places of work.
Sustainability. Increase in biodiversity. Much of the land on the site is ecologically poor farmland, which provides the council the perfect opportunity to improve the biodiversity of the land to the benefit of a range of plants and animals. Over 125 acres of land, equating to 40% of the site, would be left undeveloped. An important part of this is to preserve and enhance existing wildlife corridors on the site and create new habitats where currently none exist. More habitats and hedgerows. We are committed to achieving a biodiversity gain on One Horton Heath. We have been at the cutting edge of this aspect, and the first detailed phase of housing already sees an increase of 14% in habitat areas and includes a net addition of 14.2 kilometres of native species rich hedgerow and enhancement of a further 2.2 kilometres of retained hedgerows from species poor to species rich. Even though we are demonstrating a 10% biodiversity net gain in line with expected requirements, planning permissions for OHH only require us to provide biodiversity net gain neutrality. We are ensuring a biodiversity net gain not because we have to, but because it's the right thing to do. New pond habitats created already. A good example of this is the work that has already started with the creation of new wildlife infrastructure to help save an endangered species, the great crested newt. Last year, six new wildlife ponds were constructed as part of the transformation of 13 acres of farmland, now in council ownership, into biodiverse, species-rich habitats and informal natural green space alongside Allington Lane. These have been designed to extend Quabley Woods and restore historic field boundaries and to help secure the future of this population of rare newts, allowing them to thrive in the long term.
Going further with infrastructure delivery, One Horton Heath is set to be the best connected development for shared walking and cycling facilities in the borough. The next phase of the development's infrastructure programme will include all secondary access routes into and between the new residential areas, commercial hubs and community facilities, which include a new primary school. Exciting features within this phase will see a distinctive cycle greenway, new and enhanced connected wildlife corridors, and the early delivery of local routes into a new local centre. One Horton Heath is committed to delivering all infrastructure early, and £6 million has already been invested. This year will see the start of construction on the 1.2-mile section of New Link Road connecting the newly opened Chalcroft Way to Allington Lane. Find out more about our infrastructure programme at website onehortonheath.co.uk. Find out more and keep up to date on the development. Please note the following platforms all include the word One Horton Heath, and please note that the one is written O-N-E and is not a number. Visit website onehortonheath.co.uk or email onehortonheath@eastleigh.gov.uk. Follow us on Instagram, One Horton Heath, or YouTube, One Horton Heath.
Your community. Remembering Lord Chidgey. The council was very sad to learn of the recent death of Lord Chidgey. Previously an eminent engineer, David Chidgey became Eastleigh's MP in 1994 and was re-elected in the 1997 and 2001 general elections. He became a peer in the dissolution honours of 2005 with the title of the Lord Chidgey of Hambleloorice in the county of Hampshire. As an MP, Lord Chidgey served on the Foreign Affairs Select Committee in Parliament and as a member of the Liberal Democrat front bench team. He held a series of shadow ministerial posts, notably for trade and industry. Lord Chidgey was made a Freeman of the Borough of Eastleigh in 2005 and was seen at many civic events. The Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Cynthia Garton, said, "Lord Chidgey was a popular and excellent MP for Eastleigh. He was respected across the political divide and was very well liked by those who met him. His passing is a huge loss for the borough and for politics more widely. Our thoughts are with his wife April, Lady Chidgey, his children and all his friends and family." Volunteer for Community Speed Watch in Hedge End. Join a Community Speed Watch, CSW, team and work alongside the police to monitor the speed of traffic passing through your area. Volunteers are trained to use the monitoring equipment and vehicle checks that are undertaken by the police. Letters are then sent to the registered keepers advising them of their speed. CSW is not enforcement, it is education. It helps to reduce the speed of vehicles to the speed limit and increases public awareness of inappropriate speed. It also helps to reduce death and injury on our roads and empowers local people to take action on local issues. If you are interested in becoming a local CSW volunteer in the Hedge End area, please contact micah.woodcock@hampshire.pnn.police.uk.
News Roundup. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath. Splash pad at New Century Park. Developer contributions of £182,650 are funding a splash pad water play feature at New Century Park, Fair Oak, in partnership with the Parish Council. This exciting and fun family facility should be in place by the end of the year. The Planney, Bishopstoke. The next phase of tree work got underway in February at the Planney Woodland in Bishopstoke, with tree surgeons undertaking essential tree maintenance. The newly appointed Community Development Officer for the Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath area is liaising with the Community Payback Scheme to clear foliage, as well as installing new fences, gates and seating. Fair Oak Village Centre. Improvements to Fair Oak Village Centre have been made possible with £17,404 from developer contributions. The upgrade will include the installation of 2 solar benches where users can charge their mobile devices, new digital and static wayfinding maps, the creation of wildlife corridors with forest garden planting schemes, as well as new planters and bus stops being given a green makeover. New Century Play Park Area. The replacement play tunnel at the New Century Park Play Area has been installed after the previous one was damaged by vandals who set it ablaze. Knoll Park Pathways. The paths that were damaged by the flash storms in July are being restored. The worst affected paths on the approach to the beaches, which were completely washed away, have now been repaired. These works were also funded by developer contributions.
Stokewood Surgery Update. The Stokewood surgery practice population has been growing steadily over the last few years and currently has more than 19,000 registered patients, including those who attend the branch site in Bishopstoke. The surgery is now working on an exciting project with the NHS and Eastleigh Borough Council to find both short and long-term solutions to provide the space needed to provide more services for existing patients and to enable them to serve new residents moving into the area. The priority is to ensure that all patients continue to receive the safest and best possible care and to keep waiting times as low as they can be. Work on this important project is continuing and the surgery will be updating their patients. Hedge End, West End and Botley. Citizens Advice Eastleigh relaunch outreach. Citizens Advice Eastleigh are relaunching their Hedge End outreach service at a new venue. Now based at the United Reformed Church in the heart of the village, they will be on hand to help residents no matter what the problem. Sessions are held on Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on a first-come, first-served basis. For more information on services offered by Citizens Advice Eastleigh, including their popular debt advice team, check out their website, citizensadviceeastleigh.org.uk.
Have your say. Help shape the borough by lending your voice to things that matter. We want to know what you think about the plans the council has for the borough. Open Now Cultural Strategy. We are developing a new cultural strategy and welcome the views from members of the public, agencies, businesses and community organisations on how important cultural activity is to you and what opportunities there are to increase this in Eastleigh. Your feedback will help shape the priorities for the strategy and support our vision to improve the health and well-being of people who live and work in the borough. Coming soon, Biodiversity Strategy and Nature Recovery Action Plan. This strategy and action plan will set ambitious targets for the restoration of biodiversity and conservation of nature in the borough over the next 10 years and will guide developers, councils, landowners and residents towards priority areas and species. To find out more, visit website eastleighboroughcouncil.citizenspace.com. Parliamentary Boundary Review 2023. A public consultation on new parliamentary constituencies is now underway with an aim to improve original proposals from last year. The Boundary Commission for England, BCE, is running the consultation and is keen to hear from as many residents as possible in areas where changes are proposed. This secondary consultation runs until the 4th of April. You can take part and find out about public hearings at website bcereviews.org.uk.
Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Local area committees, LAC, are made up of elected ward councillors. They take decisions and make representations relating to their area on a wide range of council business, including determining planning applications, traffic management, and environmental improvements. Public question sessions are held at the start of each meeting, and if you would like to speak, you must register before the meeting begins. Please email democraticservices@eastleigh.gov.uk or you can register at the meeting. Each LAC has a local area manager who works with the councillors to set the strategic direction of the committee's work. Burselden, Hamble-le-Rice and Hound, 6pm, 9th of June. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BHH or contact ross.mclean, spout M-C-C-L-E-A-N, at eastleigh.gov.uk. Number is 023-8068-3367. Charnas Ford and Hiltonbury, 7pm, 15th of June. Visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/CFH or contact ross.mclean at eastleigh.gov.uk. 023-8068-3367. Eastleigh, 7pm on 7th of June. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC or contact guy.riddoch, spout R-I-D-D-O-C-H, at eastleigh.gov.uk. 023-8068-3369. Hedge End, West End and Botley, 7pm, 13th of June. Visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/HEWEB or contact kitty.budden, that's B-U-D-D-E-N, at eastleigh.gov.uk.
Our contact details are as follows. Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, SO509YN. Telephone 023-8068-8000. Facebook and Twitter at Eastleigh BC. And the website is eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Sign up to receive updates from us at website eastleigh.gov.uk/weekly news. You can sign up to My Eastleigh for your tailored customer account at website my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Distribution period. We try to ensure that the dates featured or listed in the Borough News fall after the last copy is delivered. However, some events may occur during the delivery period. We try to avoid this, but we are keen that events get as much publicity as possible. Eastleigh Borough Council makes no representations, endorsements, warranties or guarantees and is not liable for any loss or damage in relation to any advertisements placed in the Borough News.
That brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label, or pop it inside the wallet, and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is goodbye from Sharon.
Goodbye.
Tracy.
Goodbye.
And me, Tessa. Goodbye.